This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our study of 2 Peter 3, we began to amplify the outline in recent visits. Let's continue doing that. Under the first point, we focused on what Peter wrote about skeptics during the last days. Now let's consider what he reminds us of concerning our God. He begins by showing the strong connection between God's word and power. This is seen in creation. Listen to 2 Peter 3:5. Long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed. Remember how it reads in Genesis 1? And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Over and over for 5 days, God spoke and things happened. Thus he created the heavens and the earth. Again, Peter writes in verse 7, "By God's word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men." Peter reminds us in verse 6 of the first worldwide judgment when the world was deluged and destroyed. God's power through his word is seen in creation, the preservation of the heavens and the earth, and in the judgment of the same. When God speaks, it is wise to listen. There is also a connection between God's word and his promises, especially in connection to the last days. That's the point Peter focuses on in this chapter. Skeptics deliberately forget God's power and promises, scoffing at the unfulfilled promise of Christ's coming. Believers, on the other hand, in keeping with his promise, are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. God will keep his promise. Do you believe or scoff at that?